No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
W-T-L.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show. Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
We are back. I see you're still wearing your Husker red over there.
Have to support the boys, even in the low times, Andy. In the dark times, you still got to support the boys.
The boys are down. The boys are down bad, and I don't know if it's getting any gooder. And we will talk about the Ohio State game in due time.
Yeah.
But first things first, we got NFL Thursday night, a football on Prime Video.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, Andy.
It really is. I've listened to a couple different talk shows, betting shows, going over this game, and it's pretty much split 50-50 between all the hosts and the co-hosts and all that stuff. So let's see what we can do here. It's the Minnesota Vikings, 5-1, heading on out to Los Angeles to take on the Rams, who are 2-4. Minnesota is now currently your 3-point favorite on the road going into LA. LA, didn't they just come off a pretty nice win? And they're getting Cooper Kupp back.
Yeah, getting Cooper Kupp back is definitely the biggest point of...
And they're coming off a loss, right?
Yeah, coming off a loss.
Yeah. No. They beat Las Vegas.
Okay.
20-15. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Yep.
I count beating the Raiders as a loss anyways.
It's the only, who wins there?
The only win the Panthers have this year is against the Raiders, and it doesn't count. But no, the Vikings are getting the benefit of the doubt because what we've seen through six games.
Yeah.
But this is a very tough spot and a quick turnaround after their big emotional loss against Detroit, Andy.
Right, yeah. I heard that.
I think it could be tough for the Vikings to get off the canvas with only a few days rest. LA Rams don't have to travel. They're getting healthier, especially with the return of Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Like you said.
Getting an extra day of rest, right?
The Rams have covered 7 of their last 10 games as a home underdog, Andy.
Okay.
There's room for a potential upset to start week 8, but I think I'm going to take the Rams, especially if you can get it at that +3.5, where some books still have it, Andy.
Really?
I think a lot of them are turning to three. If you can get it at that +3.5, definitely do it. I think they can cover this, Andy. I'm not saying they'll win, but they keep it within a field goal.
Yeah, I just kind of pulled up some boards here. And yeah, I'm seeing a lot of threes across there.
Yeah.
Not too many 3.5, but like always, like we say, shopping around. That total has been bet up to 48.5 from that off that 46.5. And I do want to say, public money has been beating the heck out of the books last couple weeks in the NFL.
Yeah.
Favorites are doing their favorite thing, and that I'm going to stick with it. I like Minnesota here just because I think they are a better team top to bottom. Yes, they're coming off a loss, but it wasn't an ugly loss.
No,
I don't want to say it was an ugly loss.
Just an emotional loss. Yeah. Just a hard, tough, in-conference, NFC North win. Yeah.
You know?
And the Detroit Lions might be the best team in the NFC, so
right.
It's a very good measuring stick. It just takes a lot out of you when you fight to the end
and don't
win that game. So I'm just seeing a little hangover for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
One player prop that I love, Andy.
I wanted to get to this.
I love, Andy, is Matthew Stafford to have an interception in this game.
Well, okay.
Yeah. They sling it around too much, and this Vikings defense is very good. Ball hawking Harrison Smith, and they're going to get after him.
Yeah.
He just throws it too much, and they're going to be, I think, maybe behind that he has to sling it a little bit. Matthew Stafford, do have an interception at a -110. I believe it's the best player prop out there. This will happen.
Okay. Minnesota's defense is opportunistic.
Yeah.
I will give him that. I like, if you got all those player props, I heard one earlier with his passing yards. It was still pretty low. It's moving up.
Yeah, it's
moving
up. 239.5 right now. Ooh, he gets that.
Yeah, he's going to get that. And when I was looking at it, it was closer to 234.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Like, he's going to get that. He's getting Cooper Kupp back. He does better at home. I think he's eclipsed that 4 out of his last 5 games.
For sure.
That number. So I like his passing yards. You like him for an interception. Maybe double dip on that.
Yeah, no, I like it for passing yards. And if you want to, you know, stack that with his touchdown passes over 1.5, that's at plus money right now, Andy.
Okay.
And you know that he is going to be slinging it. Matthew Stafford is going to want to win this game.
Yep.
It's a chance for them to kind of get the, you know, ship right with Cooper Kupp. I believe they have a very good chance of covering this. I just think they throw it too much, and he's going to have that pick.
And I do think the line is going to maybe squeeze even closer to that 2.5.
It could.
So if you're on Minnesota, maybe just sit and watch if you're not that confident in him. Real quick, you kind of like the over then at 48.5?
Definitely the over.
Public money's going that way too.
For sure, yeah. Darnold going to be slinging it to Aaron Jones and Justin Jefferson, and then Cooper Kupp. And Kyron Williams on the other side. So, nope, I like the over.
Yep.
But, yeah, I like the Rams to cover, and I like Matthew Stafford to throw an interception.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on here. Jefferson, all the lights are going to be on him. Cooper Kupp's back. I like all of it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And let's give him a shout-out. You know, Jeremy Odom here.
Jeremy Odom.
No, that's
the
Chargers.
Charger,
those are the Chargers.
Ram.
That's right. Never mind.
He's going to not like
A couple L.A. teams.
Yeah.
That's what happens. They're the same.
This is the actual home team in L.A.
The same colors.
Yeah.
Same makeup.
This
whatever.
Is the actual home team.
This is the real one, though.
Yep.
They moved back to reclaim L.A. All right, let's move on to Sunday, CBS noon kickoff. The Philadelphia Eagles are heading on over to Cincinnati. Cincinnati is your 2.5-point favorite. This line hasn't been moving much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Open up at a 46.5 total, and it's only moved up a point. People are thinking it's going to hit that over.
Yeah, Andy. The only thing that kind of gives me a little bit of skepticism here is Cincinnati, they put up just 223 total yards, only 164 passing.
Yeah.
In their win over the Browns, the Bengals gave up 259 passing yards, but also had a couple of interceptions and benefited from the 10 Cleveland penalties. All things considered, I really like putting my money on the Eagles here. I just think they're a more complete and a stronger football team right now. They're great on defense, and the Eagles mustered 269 rushing yards that they know how to get. You know, in the trenches, this team's going to win, and I just believe that might be what happens in this game.
You want to talk about an emotional letdown or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's what happened with Philadelphia winning. I'm going on the opposite side. They beat the living heck out of New York Giants.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley went off like everybody knew he would.
For
like,
sure.
They even advertised that. Serrani, maybe you can run another, you know, talking to smack like a good head coach should.
Yeah.
You know? And New York couldn't do anything about it. They could not stop Saquon Barkley. And the Philadelphia
they could not.
Offense. So I think there has to be a little bit of a letdown here. And Cincinnati is getting healthy. T. Higgins looked pretty good last week.
Of course.
For the first time in a long time. Give me the home team in that 2.5. I just think I feel like we've really been bagging on, not just us, but just all those national pundits mm-hmm. have really been bagging on Cincinnati. And then you look at their schedule and their body of work. Okay, they're one game under 500, so yep. it's not like they're 1-4 or, you know,
yeah.
Like we see some teams out there, or 1-6 like some teams are. No, they've won three of their last four. One of them does include New York. That's a commonality between these two. And then they beat a divisional rival in Cleveland last week.
Yeah.
Tough game.
No, for sure.
It's not flashy. It's not as impressive as you want it to be.
Yeah.
But Joe Burrow has 14 touchdowns compared to 2 interceptions.
Yeah, no, he's playing very well, Andy. I just think that the Philadelphia Eagles are very good
they're
on
tougher.
The defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
One of the best teams that they're going to play in that running game is going nuts right now with Jalen Hurts and, like you said, Saquon Barkley. So yep. we're split on that one, but, you know, I like the points on both sides.
Okay. Should we move on to an afternoon game?
Let's go. The game of the week.
Oh, boy. And we're sticking with CBS. The Carolina Panthers
yes.
are heading to Mile High Stadium. The Denver Broncos, surprise team of the NFL,
yeah.
maybe.
Yes.
4-3. Bo Nix is getting it done somehow, some way. It doesn't make any sense to me. But the Broncos give them their flowers, right?
Yeah.
And they are your 7.5-point favorite at home. No, that's where the line opened up at.
Yeah, it's all the way up to 9.5.
I'm looking at a lot of tens.
Yeah, 9.5 is where you want it at, folks. And, I mean, if you can get it lower than that, definitely get it lower
yeah.
than that. But if you can get it at 9, 9.5, definitely do this. Like you said, Denver comes into this matchup after winning 4 of their last 5 games. They just put up 33 points on
yeah.
the road
mm-hmm.
against the New Orleans Saints, a very
yeah.
superior team to the Carolina Panthers.
They've
the Broncos
that.
Have scored 33-plus yeah. in 2 of their last 3 games, but their defense has been the storyline this far. Very good defense. And guess who's coming in for the Carolina Panthers? Mr. Bryce Young back in the starting lineup. Andy Dalton on the bench because he got in a car wreck. I don't know if he decided he just wanted to get in a car wreck and did it on purpose.
He just drove it into a light pole.
Yeah, just
I'm out.
Incoming traffic. I'm
Jeez.
Tired of this team. But Carolina's
no, thanks.
Lost 4 games in a row. They have allowed 34 points or more in all 4 losses.
Yeah, yeah.
The Panthers have lost by at least 18 points in 3 straight games, and I don't see how they keep this one close against Denver's defense. They are going to be waiting to tee off against Bryce Young.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. And I think even at 10, I still lean in.
You
towards,
love it.
I think I like Denver. That's a lot of points in the NFL. But Denver's just been taking care of business
lately.
And
they can score. They can score.
They've
nicked that in the butt.
Williams is a pretty decent back.
No doubt about
you
it.
Know?
They move the ball, and they're definitely going to be able to move it against this Carolina Panthers defense. And even if they don't, the Carolina offense is going to give them plenty of ways to, you know, shorten the field and
sure,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's
screw it up.
This 9.5, if you can get it at 9.5, do it. It's definitely going in my parlay. The Panthers will not keep within 10 in this game.
If Bryce can't stay upright and he gets knocked out, is Dalton on the sideline? Is he
going to
suit up?
I think he's going to suit up. Yeah,
because I see he's listed as doubtful. I'm just thinking, like, what's their third option? Because we've seen Bryce Young leave a lot of games, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
You know?
It's absolutely insane that you would have to go to a third one that's worse than these two. But, yeah, I don't know, Andy. This is my team, and
yeah.
I just don't know how to take this right now. It's just absolutely insane that, we would be looking at – I don't think we have a third quarterback on the roster is what I'm saying. So
Hubbard would
Chuba
take snaps.
Hubbard or Miles Sanders.
Tweeter will take the snaps.
Tweeter will take the snaps. So, yeah, I think Miles Sanders or, like you said, Chuba Hubbard would be the next in line to take snaps, which is absolutely insane for an NFL team.
So you like the over then at 41.5 because Denver's been – their offense has been rolling.
Well, this is what really bit me in the butt last week, Andy, with my parlay. I thought I put real good legs into there. And
uh-huh.
obviously I did with the Washington Commanders beating
yep.
the heck out of the Carolina
mm-hmm.
Panthers. But they did not get to the over because the Panthers could not hold up their side.
Oh, yeah, scored 7.
All I needed was 10 points out of Carolina, and it did not happen.
They couldn't
so,
do it.
So
you like the under?
I probably like the under because
yeah, that makes sense.
Denver is not going to, in a track meet to score points, and Carolina is not going to score any.
Yeah, this does kind of feel like a 24-3 type of a game.
Yeah.
Right? 28-7.
28-0.
Something 28-0. Ouch. All righty. You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. Got a pickle fight going on over there.
Pickle punch to your throat, Andy.
Hey, there's a lot. It's the hot beer. It's been that way for a couple of years now, where all the breweries, the microbreweries, are doing these dill pickle beers. This is the best one.
This is the one that started it all, and this is the best Bloody Mary beer in the game.
There you go.
Pickle Fight, Nebraska Brewing Company.
Hey, there's also a spicy version of that if you're one of those
spicy guys. It's so good.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get back into a little NCAA football, some CFB. And let's just rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Let's just get right into it. We're going to talk Nebraska Cornhuskers taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Big noon kickoff on Fox. It treated us so well last week. We're like, give us another one.
Give us another one. We don't care.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? And it's exactly what you thought it would be. Nebraska is a 25.5 point underdog to Ohio State, who's, by the way, coming off a bye, coming off a loss, a 1-point loss to Oregon.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah, Oregon, which is, what, 3 in the nation?
Right, they're ranked number 1 in the nation.
Ranked number 1 in the
nation. Some rankings are ranked number 1.
Yeah. No, this is absolutely insane, Andy. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, like you're alluding to, have really fallen off since their monster win over the Colorado Buffaloes. Just getting smoked by Indiana last week. In recent memory, that is the worst thing that I've watched in a long time, and he just were flat, unmotivated, couldn't score, couldn't move the ball. Even when we did, we'd fumble, you know, all that kind of stuff. Special teams looked absolutely terrible.
I mean, even my middle school coach, Pop Warner, would have been like, why did you catch the ball on the first kickoff and then step out of bounds at the 1?
Exactly. You know, just set us up for success.
Do you think they know that, like, the special teams players for Nebraska, do they know the rule that if it goes out of bounds, it's actually a penalty?
Yeah, and we get it at the 45 or 40 or whatever it is.
Do you think these guys know that stuff? Or
I think that they've been told it. He's definitely has now. But in this one, Andy, Nebraska just does not have the offensive horses that we thought we did, and we definitely don't have the offensive horses to keep up with Ohio State.
Really?
This is the only thing that I can say for the Nebraska Cornhuskers right now is this is a potential look-ahead spot for Ohio State with a Penn State game on deck. But the Buckeyes are 8-3-1 against the spread in their last 12 games as a double-digit favorite. Assuming the Buckeyes don't get caught looking ahead, I think this is a huge blowout win for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I'm thinking Ohio State covers this, unfortunately.
25.5. If this got to over 4 touchdowns, if this was at 28.5, I might be able to tell you to bet on Nebraska. I do not believe that can happen.
I just think that Ohio State coming off that bye week,
they're pissed.
And I think they're a big boy program. They might not be looking at Nebraska, but they've been spoon fed film from Nebraska all week long because they have a real coaching staff over there. And look at these scores: 35-7 against Iowa, 38-7 Michigan
State.
That's
a real defense.
Yeah, it really is. 56-0 to Western Michigan. I know that that's Western Michigan and everything else, but Western Michigan type players, isn't that what James Madison?
Isn't that what Indiana players? Yeah.
Will Howard, for all his knots and have-nots, I think he's going to come out on fire because he's ticked off with the way that second might have got stolen from Ohio State out there.
No doubt.
14 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, 1,500 yards, right there with Dylan Raiola, but a lot more touchdowns and a few less interceptions.
No doubt.
So everything for me points towards Ohio State here. You can make the case that, Ohio State might be looking ahead and maybe Nebraska could catch them off guard or bounce back. I don't see any of that. And I won't believe any of that until I see it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going off of, you know, what I've seen the last couple of years here.
Yeah.
Last whatever, 25 years for Ohio State, last 15, 20 years for Nebraska.
Especially in a big moment. Like we said, this is arguably a bigger game than last week, you know, against an undefeated team. Yeah. And we didn't get up for that. Are we going to get up for number four Ohio State any better than what we did against Indiana? I don't believe that's possible. I do believe Ohio State covers this. But the best bet of the game, Andy, is the over.
The over?
Over 48.5.
Oh.
They are going to drop a 50 burger on us.
You think?
They are. They exposed us so bad, Indiana, what they can do to us offensively, and Ohio State has all the weapons to do so.
Man, the only case I can make to agree with you is that our defense just looks so bad.
It looks
so bad.
Absolutely.
But that was the first time they looked that bad.
First time that they played a team like that.
Sure.
And not only is Ohio State better than Indiana, they are much better than Indiana.
I thought you were going to make a case for the under there.
No, definitely not. It is the over all the way. Ohio State puts a 50 burger.
Oh, man.
And the only thing I can do for Nebraska, if you are a Husker fan and you're still bleeding the red and you still think we got a chance, the money line is at plus 1,800 right now. You can get rich quick.
There you go.
If you're betting on Nebraska and the miracle of the century happens, you can still throw a little bit of cash on that.
Vandy beat Alabama, right?
Yep.
Now, they were only a 23.5 point favorite. I looked it up.
Exactly.
Nebraska's a bigger
underdog. It's more improbable than that game.
All righty. We beat up the Huskers of Dove here, and we do like Bucky. All right. Another 11 a.m. kickoff on ABC. This is a really cool game.
Fun.
Notre Dame is heading on over to Navy to take on the Midshipmen. Navy is 6-0.
Look out. Baby.
They are ranked. Notre Dame's 6-1. This game, everyone's saying it's going to be a lot closer than you think. However, Notre Dame is still your 13-point favorite. The line really hasn't moved that much since it opened.
Andy, the first thing I'm going to say here is that Notre Dame is definitely capable of blowing the doors off this Navy team.
Okay.
With its below-average defensive, you know, in terms of yards allowed, Navy is down there in those regards.
Mm-hmm.
However, Navy has earned the right to deserve the benefit of the doubt as it's undefeated, like you said, and has covered 7 of its last 10 games.
Yeah.
The Navy midshipmen are also 12-4-1 against the spread in their last 17 games as double-digit underdogs. This team plays up to competition.
Yeah.
Notre Dame is better, more balanced team, but Navy is I just think they're just having a really good season, along with Army right now, and the offense is too explosive to leave this sort of number on the table. Give me the points. Give me Navy to cover.
I like that. And this has a sneaky playoff implications
to it. No doubt about it.
I mean, everyone wants to focus on Notre Dame, but no, Navy sitting there waiting in the wings, right?
No doubt about it.
This got expanded to 12 teams. They're right there, and this is the type of win where if they can pull this off, they're kind of in.
They're kind of in. That Army-Navy game comes down to which one of them is going to the college football playoff. No, it's going to be awesome. I love this game. I don't like Notre Dame, obviously, historically. You know, they're like kind of like the Lakers, the Yankees, something like that.
Right.
But no, I love Navy. It's better when they're good. And, you know, this could happen. This could be upset alert for Notre Dame.
So you like those 13 points. I think that's a good bet. This is a pretty big total, 51.5. And Navy has been scoring a lot of points.
A lot of points this
year.
No, they have an explosive offense, Andy. So I would not bet the under, but I do not like the over either. I'm kind of going to sidestep this one because I don't know how Notre Dame is going to come out against this team.
Yeah, I mean, in ESPN analytics are giving Notre Dame a 91% chance to win this game. They're a two-score favorite here, right? You're just saying Navy can cover that.
I think Navy can cover it.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, let's move on to an afternoon game.
Yep.
A couple of Big Ten teams here. The Fighting Illini of Illinois, heading on out to Oregon, where Big Ten teams go to die.
Yeah.
The number one ranked Ducks are 7-0, coming off a huge win a couple weeks ago, right, Ohio State, and then they beat the Bricks off of Purdue, 35-0. Not only did they put up 7 touchdowns, they also pitched a shutout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Five touchdowns, excuse me.
Absolutely insane, Andy. And this is kind of what we're alluding to, talking about Nebraska. This is our good loss. This is our good loss to this team, this Illinois team. They're still 20th in the nation, and I know that they beat Michigan as an underdog, but they were still outgained by Michigan offensively, and they still do not have a passing game at all. Mm-hmm. Illinois does not have a passing game.
Yeah.
I think Oregon State... Oregon. Sorry, I'm thinking state Dutch. On that. But we'll win this game comfortably. This is a lot of points to lay with a ranked
21.5
with a ranked opponent coming in.
It's getting bet down.
I think you have to take Illinois in this spot, don't you, Andy? It's a ranked team by over 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I get that it's Oregon. I get this is the number one team in the nation, but this is kind of when you as a football team start feeling pretty good about yourself.
Illinois keeps it close regardless. They
for
only
sure.
lost by 14 points. Yeah, 14 points to Penn State.
And they're going
to
slow this game down, like I said, running the football. Oregon, they are number one in the nation for a reason. I just don't believe that I can feel good laying 3 touchdowns on them.
Yeah, Altmaier's too good of a quarterback. We saw that firsthand.
Yeah.
Especially in the fourth quarter. 15 touchdowns, 1 interception. He takes care of the ball. Like you're talking about limiting factors as far as letting Oregon get out and run. They really control the ball well. They got a smart guy at quarterback. Yeah, I love that only 1 interception on the season. Mm-hmm. I love seeing that, right?
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, Oregon wins this by 2 touchdowns. I just don't think they're going to have to push the envelope to keep going. So I think Illinois is the pick.
Illinois scored 50 points in that Purdue win a couple weeks ago, so we know they can score. That's why this total is at 54.5, not just because it's Oregon.
Yeah.
Illinois kind of showed some offense this year. I'd already talked about Altmaier.
Yeah.
Do you like that over, or do you think that's too many points?
No, I think you have to kind of do it because there's multiple ways that
didn't hit the over last week.
Yeah, but I think there's just multiple ways to it. Oregon can blow the doors off this team and still get to that total, I think. But the more likely scenario is this is kind of a back-and-forth game, and it skies over it. So I do believe the over is the play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of have a feel of like 30-20 type of
correct.
A game, and then that gets, you know, that puts you right there around 50. So
yep.
I can see that. Oregon's really been a little bit, I feel like they've been a little bit more disciplined this year. And when they weren't just beating the doors off of everybody early on, they kind of lost some of that shine, some of that shimmer. But boy, have they got it back. You know, knocking off Ohio State,
that'll
kind of do that for you. So
huge win.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to sidestep that. It's way too many points for me, but I can see the logic there. I can see how the path. It does make sense.
Yeah, and Illinois can score as well. So I like that over.
All righty. You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure, whether it's hunting, fishing, or hiking. They got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is W.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
TL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
Yes, sir. And we're going to keep it right here, right now. We're going to stay with college football.
Oh, yeah.
We got picks, parlays, all the fun stuff, right?
Of course.
You're saving your parlay till the very end.
For the very end. Make you wait for it,
yeah,
folks.
Get that teaser out there. I like that. All right, but we are going to – we're a heavy dose of the SEC here.
Of course.
Which they just keep consuming more and more teams, and good teams at that. You know, you can't take that from them. So we're going to start with an ABC 2:30 kickoff. Hats off to ESPN and ABC. We never say that enough. We always dog on these guys.
For sure.
But they stole that contract away from CBS. Might have been the blunder of network television.
Yeah, really bad for them. Real bad look.
And then last week, they had two games, back-to-back games that had over 10 million viewers.
Crazy. I mean. Insane. Just great, you know,
the
great
Georgia
games.
Game early, yep. And then the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Absolutely insane to have that many people watching college football back-to-back. No, you know, it's usually just one game a weekend we'll get that kind of viewership or even close to that.
Yep.
And then, just have two back-to-back is absolutely insane.
So, way to go. So, we're going back to ABC for another SEC matchup. The 21st-ranked Missouri Tigers are heading down to Tuscaloosa to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Still kind of licking their wounds here. Ranked 15th in the nation. coming off a loss to Tennessee. Great game. Big game. Fun game.
Yeah.
24-17 was the loss. I think people are still thinking of a couple weeks ago when they lost to Vanderbilt.
No doubt.
Right?
A team that we're going to talk about in a little bit here as well, Andy. Just in general, I think Missouri is going to keep this game close, Andy. Like you said, Alabama has lost two of its last three games. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think they've looked great. I mean, I know that we're susceptible of thinking about them with Saban and all that kind of stuff, never losing a game, never being a dog in a game. But Missouri's defense is giving up just 15 points per game, and they're going to step up here in a big way. Mm-hmm. Alabama's averaging 38 points per game, but their offense is going to really struggle to get any positive momentum going on here. I'm back in Missouri against the spread.
Yeah, you know, last time I was big on Missouri was the Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
And boy, was I wrong, about that.
We were wrong.
That big time. It is a curious deal here because even that sandwich game there, South Carolina, they had their chances to knock off Alabama.
No
had
doubt.
Them on the ropes. Only a 2-point victory. For Alabama, so yes.
They just haven't looked great.
It does feel like it's changed. It's different there.
And over two touchdowns, Andy, I just believe, it's almost a 17. If you want to wait
exactly.
And get it to 17, it's 16.5 right now. If you want to get it to 17, if you feel better at that, I just don't believe Alabama's three scores better than Missouri.
I could definitely buy that because, I'm seeing them 16.5 consensus.
Yeah.
This line opened up at a square 14. Public didn't like that. Bet up Alabama.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is kind of what I'm thinking. Last time I put money on Missouri, boy, did they disappoint.
They frauds? Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of fraudish.
And we still think of Alabama as Alabama, which that might not be the case.
That might not be the case, Andy. I think they're a lot closer to a Missouri team than they are Georgia, who they beat. But... it's just insane what the SEC has done this year so far. Just everybody playing up and playing down. It's pretty crazy. That's why I think Missouri has a very good chance of keeping this one close, maybe even sneaking out a little bit of a upset.
Hey, it wouldn't be out of the possibilities. We've seen it before, right?
Plus 440 money line.
51.5. This total is getting bet down. It actually opened up at 56.5, and it's been bent down to 51.5. I guess I get that, but both of these offense have really shined throughout the season.
Yeah, it's just that they think Missouri's defense is pretty dang good, which it is.
Yeah.
And they're thinking Alabama's kind of in a rut right now, not going to score a lot of points. That's why it's getting bet down, and I tend to agree, but it's getting to that threshold, Andy, that I'm going to sidestep it. If I would have got it at 56 or 57, wherever it started.
Under.
Yep. Right now, it's probably where it needs to be, and I'm going to sidestep it.
All righty. Should we move on?
Let's do it.
Okay. The afternoon 3:15 kickoff on the SEC Network.
Ooh.
The fifth-ranked Texas Longhorns are heading to take on the Commodores, the Vanderbilt Commodores,
yeah.
The team we just talked about. Hey, they're 5-2.
Let's go.
2-1 in the conference.
Yep.
But the odds makers don't want to hear it. They are 18.5-point dogs.
Hey,
to
I
Texas.
Don't care what the odds makers say. Vanderbilt is 4-0 against the spread this season as an underdog, and three of those covers were outright wins, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Vanderbilt has covered 5 straight games as an underdog overall. Vanderbilt has covered 5 straight games as a double-digit underdog. In that playmaker, Pavea, their quarterback, is a playmaker who has the Commodores oozing with confidence. Give me the points.
Ooh.
Obviously, Texas is a way more athletic team, but this is too many points. This Vandy team is going to come in with a lot of confidence and this might be upset alert for Texas as well.
You know, they did have a nice little tune-up game last week against Ball State, but they only won by 10 points.
Of course.
I think what a lot of people point to is that Georgia State loss.
Yeah.
Early in the season.
No doubt.
Vanderbilt lost to Georgia State.
They lost to Georgia State.
But then they bounced back, right? They beat Alabama a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
Man, that is a lot of points, though. And it does feel like you're just buying the brand there. You're believing in the brand.
Diego Pavea, the playmaker, quarterback, he's coming into his own. I think they keep this game close, Andy. Texas will win. I just don't believe by 19 points.
Okay, what about that total at 52.5?
Yeah, I think both these teams are going to score some points. So, I'm over 53.
You know, both of these offenses do look pretty darn good. Ewers is back. Ewers is going to get the nod here. And even if he...
even if Arch plays, I'm still on the over.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Arch might arguably has better numbers. So,
no doubt.
You know, we've heard it all. All righty.
Give me the points.
Okay. That's pretty... I think that's kind of right. I like that. Vanderbilt, Commodores to cover. Going over.
Yeah.
All righty, let's head on over to the nightcap here. 6:30 kickoff once again on ABC.
Yeah.
SEC matchup. The number 8 LSU Tigers are heading down to Aggieville to take on Texas A&M. A&M is 6-1, 4-0 in the conference. LSU 6-1. And both of these teams, opening weekend losses.
Yeah.
But they've been cooking.
Bouncing back.
Since that time. Both undefeated in the conference. That's going to change.
Yep.
A&M, I think they lost to Notre Dame week one. LSU lost to USC. Boy, that win doesn't...
Just must not have been right.
I guess.
But no. The main glaring thing that I'm looking at, Andy, is Texas A&M Aggies have failed to cover 8 of the last 10 games.
This is only a 2.5
point. It's only 2.5.
2.5 point favorite is the Aggies.
Yeah. They're only 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games as a home favorite. So much for the 12th man. However, we're not getting enough points
Shots
here.
Fired.
We're not getting enough points to pull the trigger on LSU, I believe. Yeah. I'm on Texas A&M. I'd simply need more points to go on for the other side.
Yeah.
Give me Texas A&M for a big conference win in a rare cover.
Yeah. At home, you know, and they're still winning, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about covers. They're still winning at home. They're still winning on the road.
Yeah. It's usually that they're a 10.5 point favorite.
So if it hits 3,
or 17.
Is 3 your threshold? Is that hook your threshold?
If I can get LSU plus 3.5, I would look at it.
3.5.
But I still probably like Texas A&M by a touchdown at home, Andy.
It has that toss up game type of feel to it.
Yeah.
But A&M is at home, like you mentioned, and I think Notre Dame's a better loss than USC.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, if we're using that as a measuring stick, who have you played? But that was a long time ago. I get it.
They're both different teams by now, Andy. But the thing that I really like look at this is I trust the Aggies' defense just a little bit more. And Kyle Field often makes a difference for Texas A&M. I know I was making fun of the 12th man and all that kind of stuff.
It does
make a huge part in this game, Andy. And the QB is finally starting to play what people expected to see this season. I like Texas A&M, especially at 2.5.
Wigman, LSU trigger man, still has upside down 3 touchdowns to 4 interception ratio, but a lot more touchdowns lately than those interceptions.
Yep.
Nussmeier, I mean, he's awesome for LSU.
Yeah.
He is awesome. He is, as advertised, one of the few guys out there that has over 2,000 yards
absolutely
already
insane
on the season. So is that leading you towards that 53.5 over?
Yeah, I think the over is definitely the play. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record saying all these SEC are going to be on the over.
This is prime time.
They score a lot of points. LSU is going to push Texas A&M to score points. So, yes, I believe this goes over. And then I trust the Aggies defense a little bit to get that late takeaway to win this game.
Yeah, and LSU's played an overtime game, so they're not they don't mind playing a little extra, getting some more points on the board there. That might be a sneaky way to, you know, if you do take A&M and they don't cover the points, well, then you can come back with the over,
no
thinking
doubt
that it's going to be a shootout.
I do believe it's going to be a little bit of a shootout. I love the over in this game for sure, Andy.
All right, and 3.5 is your threshold. You need to get the 3.5 right now. This line hasn't moved at all.
No,
it opened at 2.5. Oddsmakers got it exactly
they're
right.
They're at home. They're both 6-1. It'd be very hard for it to move at all, just because you know that you can't get a feel for it either way. You just think that Texas A&M should be favored at home by under a field goal.
Money's going on both sides here. So of course, again, the oddsmakers got it just right.
Yep,
Aggies with a slight nod here, and ESPN Analytics. Their matchup predictor is giving the Aggies a 52.7%
chance. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's where it should be. That's where it should be. Going to be a great game. I can't wait for this one Saturday night, Andy.
Another big ratings for ESPN Plus and ABC. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
You got
the rich get richer.
Yes, they do. All righty. Well, we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got that right.
Boy, and we are going to wrap this one. We're going to put a big fat bow on it, NFL bow. And it is nothing but primetime matchups, big name brands, big games, Sunday night, Monday night. Only one Monday night.
You got to love it.
And we're going to just start with the Super Bowl defending champs.
Yep.
Divisional game. Kansas City heading out to glitzy Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. This is going to be a 3:25 p.m. kickoff on CBS. Las Vegas is a 2-score dog. No surprise there. 10 points.
Yeah. This isn't my favorite game on the board right now, Andy.
It's tricky.
It's a tricky one because the Raiders, you know, you think they're probably going to play the Chiefs pretty tough. They're at home. I am on the Chiefs, though, Andy. The Chiefs has owned this matchup in recent history.
Chiefs beat the 49ers by 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's going to, you know, not everybody, but while Minshew's numbers aren't horrific, there's a reason the Raiders made the QB change in the first place. Las Vegas has been up to par in a lot of the recent games. They lost to the Carolina Panthers. They lost Devontae Adams. Everybody's asking Max Crosby when he's going to leave.
Yeah, he just gets to leave too, right?
Yeah, but he's mad that people are even asking. Just leave me alone. I'm just trying to play football. But no, the Chiefs offense is starting to come alive after a couple close calls earlier in the season. They just got DeAndre Hopkins signed.
They haven't lost a game. What are they bouncing back from?
Just not scoring a lot. Not scoring a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, Travis Kelce and his woes, not getting the ball a lot. Yeah. Mahomes having, closer to average quarterback numbers.
He's got more picks than touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely insane. But this is such a downplay in competition, Andy, for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're used to playing, like you said, the 49ers, the Packers, good teams. This team is one of the worst in the NFL. Chiefs roll in Las Vegas.
Is D-Hop going to play?
I doubt he plays.
He's listed as questionable anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Devontae Adams trade. He was on his deathbed the last game at the Raiders and then started for the Giants 2 days later. Absolutely insane.
Jets,
the Jets. Just absolutely crazy how they can manipulate the system like that. Yeah. But it happens. Rich get richer.
Yeah, that's why X or Twitter is so much fun. Those memes, they're relentless. Pretty good ones with old Devontae Adams.
I was glad that Aaron and Devontae lost because they deserve to.
One thing that Gardner Minshew and Patrick Mahomes do have in common, which we mentioned there, they both have more interceptions than touchdowns on the season. So with that, do you like the total at 41.5?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to like it, Andy, just because that's not a lot Not a lot of points. And you know that the Chiefs can get up and score some points, but if they do get up early, they tend to back off.
They've always done that.
Care how much they win by, and it's really hard for the Raiders to score right now. So I, if you you know, had to push me to bet it, I would bet the over, but I probably won't bet it at all.
Oh, 20 to 16 would be a pretty typical thing. Would be a pretty good way for this to go down.
Yeah.
Chiefs beat the Chargers a couple weeks ago, 17 to 10.
Exactly.
Not even close to that total.
For sure.
So, yeah, that does kind of feel like, well, I probably should be betting the over, but it might make a lot of sense to bet that under.
Yeah.
That total hasn't really moved much. In fact, it got bet down from 42.
Yes, it did.
So.
Yes, it did, Andy.
All righty. Well, let's move on to Sunday night.
Okay.
This one is a lot of fun. Two teams with a lot of history between them. The Dallas Cowboys kind of struggling, right?
Yeah.
3-3, but they are 3-0 away.
On the road, they
are. On the
road. They just don't like playing at Jerry World, Andy. But
they're heading to San Francisco
yep.
to take on the 49ers, still kind of licking their wounds,
yep.
right? And you have the 49ers as your 4-point favorite. What a odd little number that is.
Yeah, the odds makers continue to make the San Francisco 49ers the favorite.
Yeah.
They have failed to cover 7 of their last 10 games,
but
Andy.
That's it. That's all.
And they're coming off a brutal performance against the Chiefs. Like you said,
Jeez.
Purdy has been underwhelming this season, and now the 49ers offense just lost Brandon Ayuk for the season.
Is Purdy looking irrelevant?
He's looking like Mr. Irrelevant. But
little jab there.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel's dealing with pneumonia as well. The Dallas Cowboys have had issues of their own, but they've also had extra week to prepare for this. They're also 2-0 against the spread as road underdogs, like you alluded to. The 49ers have issues, and I'm not leaving this many points on the table for the Dallas Cowboys. I believe they get the cover for sure here.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas, I think... Man, I wouldn't be surprised if this even gets bet up from 4.
I agree.
About 5.5, maybe even 6, because everyone's going to look at that last game against Detroit.
Yeah.
Dallas wasn't that bad. They just the catchy new phrase is they had too many guys making business decisions.
Yep.
Why would you? I mean, I get it. Why would you put yourself at risk for injury when you're already down by 35 points?
When you're down by 35 points and you're making, you know,
yeah,
millions and millions, and you get nothing if you get hurt.
And Detroit was just having fun anyway. It turned
yep.
into a clown show, like you mentioned there.
It really did. Clown them. And I love people clowning the Dallas Cowboys.
But I'm with you. I think they can cover this.
Yeah.
They played good on the road. They've had a week off. They're mad. And they're better than that. They actually, you know, they beat Pittsburgh, another team we're going to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Pittsburgh recently 20-17.
Yeah.
So they can match up against some really good teams in the NFL.
Yeah. No, I definitely love getting that 4 points for the Dallas Cowboys. Anything over. A field goal is, I think, pretty dang good. I wouldn't even consider this an upset, Andy, and you're getting plus 175 on that money line. I kind of like the I like the Dallas Cowboys to actually win this game.
Wow. So that money line, 170, 175. This total is sitting at 45.5, I'm seeing on a lot more 45s out there. And this has been bet down. This has been bet down about 3 points from where it opened.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, you're losing a lot of, you know, offensive stars for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Deebo Samuel is questionable. Brandon Ayuk out for the season. Christian McCaffrey out for eternity of forever.
I just saw like a recent report on him. And it's like, well, this knee's hurt, but this knee's also hurt. But then his hamstring's also hurt. But then his quad over here's like, what's with this guy?
Well, if they make the Super Bowl, he'll play in that. So that'll be nice for him if they can somehow make it to the Super Bowl. But no, I just think there's too many question marks here, Andy, for that over to get that high. So if I had to do anything, I would say with the under on it, just because I do not believe Mason's going to be able to put this many points on the board with them keying on the San Francisco running game.
Makes a lot of sense, because just look at the last couple of weeks for these guys. 49ers scored 18 points last week.
Yeah.
Last time Cowboys played, they only scored 9.
Yeah.
Only scored 9 points.
Yeah.
So you can see why it's getting bet down pretty obviously here. And once again, made the point a moment ago, a couple segments ago, the public money has been crushing the book on these NFL games.
Yeah.
Your big brands are doing what they're supposed to do. And here we go again, Dallas Cowboys. They're the underdog. They're going on the road. They look terrible a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I like them for the cover.
Them boys. Covering.
All right, should we move on to Monday night?
Let's do it.
Oh, here we go. The surprise, Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know why anyone's surprised when the Steelers are winning.
Yeah.
But they are. They're 5-2, and they are playing host to the New York Giants. No surprise here. This line opened up at 5.5, and it's been bet up quickly to 6.5. Still under that square 7 points, though. You still got the hook at 6.5. Pittsburgh is your home favorite.
Yeah, Andy, this is absolutely insane. And the first thing I'm going to say, this total is way too low. The Giants offense is going to really struggle. I mean, it's the lowest total anybody has ever seen ever. It's 36.5 points in an NFL game.
Got on, back down to that.
On
down.
Prime time, Andy. Yeah. The Giants offense is really going to struggle to get the offense going here, and that is that's going to be the difference here. Wilson was good in their last game, but I don't expect him to be as strong here against the New York Giants. The Steelers offense isn't going to be as strong here, and that will be – I mean, I just don't like it. I would probably sidestep that under, but probably bet on it if you had to.
If you're doing the total, you'd go under.
But no, I believe the Steelers have a way better roster, Andy,
yeah.
And they're going to win by a touchdown at home in prime time.
I actually like the competition at quarterback. I like that Russell Wilson knew that he had Justin Fields over his shoulder. And
yeah.
Hey, if you're going to dilly-dally around and play like that again, like he was like one series away from getting pulled.
No doubt.
I think they were
a
even saying
a couple of those
that.
Early series, he did not look good, and I think something like clicked in him and said, okay, I have a monster behind me that can take my job at any time.
Right.
And a lot of people don't think Justin should have even lost the job, but
that's
the upside.
Too.
You saw the upside for Russell Wilson.
I like competition.
He can come in and do that stuff, and he really showed it last Monday.
Yeah, and just
last Sunday,
you know, and we're clowning the Cowboys for only scoring 9 points a couple weeks ago. New York's only scored 10 points. In the last two games combined.
Exactly. No.
So
they cannot
their offense
score.
Is just
Pittsburgh
so bad.
Defense going to get
Singleton
after them.
Singleton is coming back, though. They are getting the running back, I believe. I think he came off the injury report.
But it's still
it doesn't matter,
a backup or, you know, whatever you want to call him. But no, it's the Steelers, they're just a higher class of football than the Giants right now. If you can get it at 6.5, definitely do it.
Okay, yep. 6.5. 6.5, that you get the hook there. Pittsburgh by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like that. And if you had to, the under at 36.5 as we speak.
Insane.
That's just crazy to say. All right, Mr. Parlay Pounder, I know you got that parlay play.
I really do, Andy, and I'm starting Sunday at noon. I love the Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns, covering 6.5 right now. You can get it at. It's a very good. They're going to beat they're going to beat these guys by multiple scores.
You don't
believe
in Deshaun anymore?
Well, it's Jameis now.
Yep,
Deshaun's out. So it's Jameis Winston in his first start of the year, the 1-6 Browns against the 5-2 Baltimore Ravens. All they have to do is win by a touchdown. That is a green check mark. Then I'm moving to that Sunday afternoon game with the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers at 9.5 for the Denver Broncos. They smoke the Carolina Panthers. That's the second green check mark. And then we just talked about it. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers by 6.5 points over the New York Giants. That is the third green check mark. You're putting $25 on this to win $125.
Boy, those are some pretty big spreads there.
Yep.
I mean, around a touchdown about each one of them.
Yeah, two scores for the Denver Broncos, but they're going to win by four scores.
I really like your first one, because now I'm thinking of that weird interview with give me a normal interview with Jameis Winston.
Yeah, you can't. You absolutely can't. But to run back through them, Andy, it's the Baltimore Ravens by 6.5, the Denver Broncos by 9.5, and then to round it out, the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night by 6.5 points. $25 to win $125.
There you have it, folks. You got your marching orders from the Parlay Pounder.
Let's go!
All righty, well, that'll about do it for us this week. Be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page if you haven't already. And we're doing some fun things over on YouTube. We got some polls. We run quizzes, things of that nature. And if you haven't already, Jabron, give us a look-see over on the old TikTok, right?
Yeah, make sure you follow us and like us on TikTok at WTL Sports Betting, putting out parlays, picks for primetime games throughout the week.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.